The $300 million lawsuit brought against Greenpeace over the environmental organization's involvement in protests opposing the Dakota Access. Pipeline's construction is moving forward. This litigation was initiated by the pipeline's operator, Energy Transfer, which has accused Greenpeace of masterminding these demonstrations at the Standing Rock Reservation while engaging in defamation, conspiracy, and other unlawful actions that harmed its business during the project's development. Earlier this week, we told you about the financial implications of this trial for Greenpeace. Now, open statements have taken place at a North Dakota courthouse and Greenpeace. Senior strategist Charlie Cray told us more about these legal proceedings. Cray says Greenpeace had six representatives travel to the site of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, who only arrived after the demonstrations were already underway. He claims Energy Transfer's assertions. Greenpeace orchestrated this movement are racially insensitive to the tribal leaders who first started raising awareness about the pipeline's impacts on Native communities. Cray said, quote, "This is a racist rewrite of the history of Standing Rock. By targeting Greenpeace, they're essentially displacing the leadership at the grassroots and tribal level of the movement that led the protests." However, Energy Transfer countered these claims, saying the protests started out peaceful, but took a turn after Greenpeace arrived on the scene, which was encouraged by the organization's six representatives training other demonstrators. Cray said, "They claim that there was sort of an eco-conspiracy. Their lead attorney uses the phrase that Greenpeace instigated terrorists like tactics by others." Meanwhile, Greenpeace is also accusing Energy Transfer of infringing on their First Amendment rights by filing this lawsuit, with Cray saying the company is attempting to silence them. Cray said, "It's just wrong, and it just reflects the real intention of this case, which is to muzzle movement groups, to squash their critics, and to divide the movement itself. I think they're going after Greenpeace because they don't want to see organizations like Greenpeace join activists on the front lines of the climate justice movement." Energy Transfer contends that, contrary to these claims, their lawsuit against Greenpeace is not about free speech, but rather about the organization not following the law. Alleging Greenpeace illegally harmed its reputation by falsely claiming Energy Transfer was careless in its management of the project, and that the company's security contractors used extreme violence against peaceful demonstrators. Statements which caused eight banks to back out of financing the pipeline's construction. Looking ahead, the trial is set to last for 5 weeks before jury deliberations begin, after which Greenpeace will have an opportunity to appeal the ruling should it not go in their favor. No matter what happens, we will have a legal recourse to appeal. We will have a chance to appeal this, and we will appeal if necessary in the state Supreme Court, Charlie Cray, Greenpeace senior strategist, said.